Bridging the Deaf and Hearing Worlds by Angela Lin. Communication takes many forms, yet both deaf and hearing people share the universal need for connection and expression. By embracing these differences as strengths, we can foster a world where deaf and hearing communities connect with ease, building mutual respect and understanding. Understanding the deaf experience. The deaf experience is more than just living without sound, it's about seeing the world through a visual and tactile lens. Deaf culture, with American Sign Language ASL at its core, uses hand signs, facial expressions, and body language to convey meaning in a way that's rich and dynamic. For many, being deaf is not seen as a disability, but as a unique identity that offers its own perspectives and ways of connecting with the world. The deaf experience also involves challenges, particularly in navigating a world designed primarily for hearing people. Barriers such as a lack of accessibility in public spaces, workplaces, and social environments often present difficulties. Yet, progress is being made. Small adjustments, like providing captioning in public venues, using interpreters in important meetings, or learning basic ASL, can make the world more inclusive and welcoming for deaf people. Hearing experience versus deaf experience in personal and professional settings. In personal settings, hearing experience, hearing people typically communicate with spoken language, which makes casual conversations and gatherings smooth and effortless. Music and entertainment are experienced directly through sound, and communication in social settings usually doesn't require additional tools. Deaf experience. Deaf people often use ASL to communicate in personal settings, and social gatherings may require interpreters or written communication. Music and entertainment are experienced visually or through vibrations, and deaf people may rely on captions or tactile aids such as sub-pack vests. A sub-pack vest allows you to feel sound through vibrations, enhancing music, gaming, and VR experiences. It adds a physical dimension to sound for a more immersive experience. In professional settings, hearing experience, in the workplace, hearing people can participate in meetings, phone calls, and networking events without barriers. Professional environments are designed around sound-based communication, making interactions seamless. Deaf experience, deaf professionals may require interpreters or captioning in meetings, and socializing at professional events can be challenging without these supports. However, with proper accommodations like VRS or captions, deaf professionals can thrive in their workspaces. Inclusion in music. Music is often perceived as a purely auditory experience, but it can be inclusive in ways that go beyond sound. Many deaf people enjoy music through vibrations, rhythm, and visual elements like synchronized lights. Providing lyrics transcripts and captions alongside music ensures that everyone can engage with the message behind the music. Concerts, videos, and performances can be made more inclusive by incorporating interpreters, captions, and sensory-friendly options, ensuring that music is accessible to all. Personally, I hold deep respect for artists who prioritize inclusion, not out of pity but from a genuine desire to create space for everyone. Coming from a musical family, I hope to deepen my own appreciation of music by purchasing a sub-pack vest, which will allow me to feel the vibrations more intensely. Once I have it, I plan to write about my experience of inclusion through music. Misconceptions about deafness and hearing people. Misunderstandings between deaf and hearing people are common but can be resolved through education. Misconceptions hearing people have about deafness. All deaf people can read lips. Lip reading is difficult, with only about 30 to 40% accuracy. Many deaf people prefer ASL or written communication. Deaf people can't enjoy music. Music isn't solely about sound. Deaf people engage with music through vibrations and visual cues. Deaf people can't communicate without interpreters, many communicate effectively through ASL, written text, or technology like video relay services VRS, and do not always need interpreters. Misconceptions deaf people may have about hearing people. All hearing people can read lips. Most hearing people don't have lip reading skills and rely on spoken communication. All hearing people enjoy music. Not all hearing people have a strong connection to music. Preferences vary widely. Hearing people can't communicate with interpreters in other languages. Interpreters aren't unique to the deaf community, as hearing people also rely on interpreters for spoken languages. For instance, in a business meeting between an English speaker and a Spanish speaker, an interpreter helps both parties communicate, just like sign language interpreters do for deaf people. English linguistics versus ASL linguistics, two distinct but similar languages. Though English is an auditory language and ASL is visual, both languages share fundamental linguistic properties, syntax and grammar. English typically follows a subject-verb-object SVO structure, while ASL often follows a topic-comment structure. For example, in English, you say, "I am going to the store." In ASL, you might sign, "Store, I go." Despite these structural differences, both languages have their own consistent grammatical rules. Non-manual markers versus tone. In English, tone and stress are used to convey meaning, such as raising the pitch of your voice to ask a question. In ASL, facial expressions and body language serve a similar function. For example, raised eyebrows indicate a yes-no question, while furrowed brows indicate a WH question: who, what, where, etc. Spatial grammar vs. pronouns. ASL uses space to represent subjects, allowing signers to point to different areas to refer to people or objects. In English, this function is achieved through pronouns like he or she. These shared linguistic principles show that ASL and English are both equally complex and expressive, even though they differ in their modes of communication. Bridging the divide. Both deaf and hearing people share common misconceptions about each other, but through open dialogue and mutual respect, these misunderstandings can be addressed. By learning from each other's experiences and perspectives, we can create a world where communication barriers dissolve, replaced by understanding and shared experiences. Breaking misconceptions in romantic relationships. Both deaf and hearing people often carry common misconceptions about one another, but through open dialogue and mutual respect, these misunderstandings can be bridged. When we learn from each other's experiences and embrace diverse perspectives, communication barriers begin to dissolve, replaced by deeper connections and shared growth. A relationship between deaf and hearing people isn't limited by differences, it's enriched by them. It's not an 8/7 connection but a full 24/7 journey, where mutual understanding, love, and commitment create a bond stronger than any barrier. Hearing partners. In relationships between two hearing partners, communication primarily takes place through spoken language, making interactions fluid and easy. These relationships, like any others, rely on emotional connection, trust, and open dialogue to thrive. The ease of verbal communication allows partners to focus on other aspects of their bond. Deaf partners. For deaf partners in a relationship, communication typically revolves around sign language, creating a shared cultural and linguistic bond. These couples often have a deep understanding of each other's visual and tactile communication styles, and their connection is enriched by the shared experience of navigating the world as deaf people. Hearing and deaf partners. Romantic relationships between deaf and hearing partners are a beautiful fusion of two worlds, creating a deep and meaningful connection. These couples often embrace a variety of communication methods, speech, gestures, sign language, or a mix of all three to express their love. While the differences in communication may seem challenging at first, they are only temporary. There's no need to panic. With patience and mutual effort, partners grow into each other's styles, making their bond even stronger. Through respect and shared commitment, these relationships blossom, showing that differences in communication can lead to deeper understanding and an even more profound connection. The power of inclusion. Inclusion is about more than just accessibility, it's about creating spaces where deaf people feel respected and understood. Employers can support this by providing interpreting services and ensuring captions are available in meetings. Public spaces can offer visual communication options and captioning, particularly in entertainment venues and restaurants. Inclusivity benefits everyone by fostering respect and understanding. Learning basic ASL or making small adjustments can go a long way in bridging the gap between deaf and hearing communities. Hearing individuals also play a crucial role in fostering inclusion by becoming aware of deaf culture and communication needs. Together, we can create a world where mutual respect and understanding thrive. Inclusivity benefits everyone by fostering respect and understanding. Learning basic ASL or making small adjustments can go a long way in bridging the gap between deaf and hearing communities. Hearing people, too, play a role in inclusion by gaining awareness of deaf culture and communication needs, contributing to a world where mutual respect and understanding thrive. Practical insights for better communication. Both deaf and hearing people can take small steps toward fostering inclusivity. For hearing people, learn basic ASL, starting with simple signs like hello and thank you. Use technology like VRS, text messaging, and captioning apps to communicate. Maintain eye contact when communicating, as ASL relies on visual cues. For deaf people, share deaf culture by teaching hearing people basic ASL or explaining aspects of deaf life. Use tools like texting and VRS to bridge communication gaps. Be open to using a mix of communication methods, such as writing or gestures, with hearing people. Bridging differences and similarities. At the heart of it all, deaf and hearing people both seek connection and understanding. ASL and English, though different in form, are equally rich and expressive. By embracing these similarities and differences, we can bridge the gap between these communities and create a more inclusive world. Fostering dialogue, addressing misconceptions, and promoting inclusion are key to building a compassionate future where every voice, whether spoken or signed, is celebrated.